Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. People helping people, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, styling school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Hurdle Apparel, high-tech socks, LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, celebrating their 15th year anniversary, and UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader, Jennifer Coe. She's the executive editor of Chicago Sun-Times. She's a visionary leader. She's a content strategist. She'll be joining me, along with returning Pete Caliendo, the baseball softball coach guru. He's the founder of Caliendo International Sports Tours and Wine Tasting Tours. Then the sports doctor's in with some Dr. Bob wisdom, some emails. Jennifer Coe, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Jen, give us some background on yourself and your executive editorship with the Sun-Times.
Well, I joined the Sun-Times about 2 years ago. I was previously the managing editor for The Guardian in the U.S. and also for HuffPost. And so I've arrived, like I said, just over 2 years ago, and we have, you know, been hard at work trying to make sure that we're really serving the, you know, Chicago area residents with information that they're looking for and that they are not seeing in other places.
You know, again, some of my favorite journalists, I've had them on as guests. You know, Rick Kellner has been on and off my show, the famous sports writer from Sports Illustrated, and he's probably 20 years on and off he's been on the show. Your great columnist, Mary Mitchell, with her senior columns, as well as one of my faves of old journalists, Neil Steinberg. We had him on. We were talking when he was riding around on the Divvy bike in Chicago. So the health and wellness side, the educational side of the incredible newspaper business, with all the challenges today between social media and everything else, this has got to be quite a challenge, keeping the world of newspapers alive and thriving.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our goal is to really inform as many Chicago area residents as possible. And so what we've been doing is doing a lot of these community listening sessions in neighborhoods, you know, every couple of months, and really hearing from people one-on-one about what they actually are looking for, what kinds of information would be useful to them and that they are not finding elsewhere. And then, you know, we've done a lot of work to make sure that we're able to actually deliver what we've been asked for, you know, and what we found is that we're getting far more readers as a result. We have been seeing our readers grow among all kinds of different demographics. And I believe we're one of the only mainstream publications whose audience is actually reflective of its metro area.
The great Chicago area and all of its tremendous history. And again, you know, whether it's the arts, whether it's music, whether it's the incredible world of sports, we like to get on the sports, Dr. Jennifer, people like yourself who are in the middle of the educational world, the awareness world, whether we're talking about youth sports and the challenges that are involved in these kinds of areas, or whether we're talking about the whole professional world and some of the changes that have been upside down. You know, when Rick Kellner was on like a month or so ago, we were talking about money in sports and the whole world of the college athletics and whatever, all the craziness that's going on. And the tremendous excitement with the WNBA and this whole Caitlin Clark and Reese with the Chicago Sky women's basketball. So the Sun-Times, I think, has always been famous for being in the middle of all of these great situations, including, again, the challenges of health and wellness and fitness in our society.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, we are really fortunate to be based in like one of the most thriving and diverse sports markets in the country with MLB, NBA, WNBA, NHL, NFL, Big Ten sports, high-profile prep schools. You know, at a time when most print publications are dramatically downsizing, we're really offering, I think, the most robust Sunday sports section in the country. You know, I feel like Annie Costabile with, you know, has been the longest beat reporter on the Sky for the WNBA, and we recently had our most watched women's draft ever. And we also cover, you know, high school sports, including girls' sports that no one else really covers. And then, of course, aside from the Bears coverage, where we're facing this historic season and the, you know, number one draft pick and everything, we also are, you know, covering all of the stuff happening with Soldier Field and, like, whether we'll, you know, move or stay, that will move or stay in Chicago.
The Chicago Bears. You know, Walter Payton, Jim McMahon, they had my orthotics in their cleats over the years. Years ago, the late, great sports therapist, Bob Guida, and Sports Fitness Institute, Billy Buckner trained with us, and they came to see Bob. Whether it was to run faster, jump higher, be quicker, or whether it was to stay out of trouble and that whole world. And, of course, you know, the Bears and some of these different, the pressure on these athletes in so many different ways, or the pressure, again, on the parents and coaches when we're dealing, again, with youth sports in so many ways. Parker, the young basketball star who came out of Naperville, Illinois, was one of the great stars that we had dealt with. And then one of my poster boys, Jen, is Evan Lysacek, who in 2010, he won the men's Olympic gold medal figure skating title. And Evan was 10 years old when we put orthotics in his skates. So the tradition, again, of all of these areas, the relationships of parents and their young son or daughters in sports, the pressure on some of these kids. And again, the idea of information, you know, mental health is the biggest topic internationally, it seems, no matter what guests I have on, no matter where they're from, in so many different areas. The pandemic, you know, kind of tripled these kinds of pressures. So, you know, adding all of these different content in order to keep people informed as well as entertained, that's got to be an ongoing challenge.
Yeah, I mean, it's an ongoing opportunity, right? It's so much fun. That is one of those things that we've been hearing a lot about in our community listening sessions, that people are really looking for much more of the kind of news they can use, you know, resources, guides, and how-tos, and also really trying to understand much more about, you know, how all of these changes, how everything that we're learning now is kind of affecting our, not only our mental health and what we know about our physical health, but also like the sense of community, right? And like how alone we are, isolated, versus like how much of a community we actually have. And so I think there's like so many connected themes between, you know, the health, mental health, and, you know, our society and democracy as a whole.
There's no doubt about it. And the pressure many times is extraordinarily high with the adolescents. We talk so much on the Sports Doctor about addiction, those kinds of concerns, you know, the opioid and the pain medicine craziness, and these kinds of pressures. And it's many times the more talented your son or daughter is, the more the pressure to play and keep on playing really becomes a very, very big problem. And the many times those communications, you know, when Mary Mitchell was on the show and I was responding, I've been a fan of hers for so many years. And she was talking about wanting to walk in her neighborhood safely and wanting to stay active, because we were talking on the Sports Doctor. I call it the new medicine, Jen, which is to, number one, eat smarter. Number two, stay active. Number three, pay attention to rest and relaxation and reducing stress. And again, you know, she was talking about the challenges of seniors and trying to stay active, trying to stay healthy, and to try to navigate the healthcare world, which is a whole other nutball.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a big part of why, you know, we launched her new column and everything, because we were
It was great to see her come back.
Yeah. I mean, we've been hearing from so many people, like so many people who are dealing with these issues, you know, at all ages, but particularly, you know, with aging, there are some specific issues that come up and that we don't like to talk about very much as a society. And so, you know, I thought this was a great opportunity when she pitched it to me. I was like, this is exactly right. And you're the exact right person for it, you know, and we've been expanding, like, for instance, we did this Your Time section in June where that was also all about kind of aging and the different issues that people are facing as they age. And a bunch of that did also include some, you know, health, fitness, things like that, because that, again, is what we've been hearing so many people ask about.
Hey, when I wrote an article, Jen, in the Lower Extremity Review, we just celebrated the 15th year anniversary in the world of mechanics and sports medicine, and I wrote an article on pickleball. The article was that pickleball was physical when no one knew how to spell the word pickleball in 2021. And now it's the fastest growing sport in the world. You know, 80 is the new 60, 70 is the new 50, and people are very, very interested. You know, again, I'm a sports podiatrist, so I might be talking to you about whether you're in the best shoe for your walking program or, you know, whether or not your son or daughter's in the best shoe. But we also might be talking about concussions and these challenges in the whole area of youth sports. But, you know, the aging, trying to prevent problems. And again, you know, if you're somebody who wants to be a step or two quicker, you know, one of my colleagues in the radio world, Noah Furlis, is from New Jersey, retired lawyer and art dealer. The guy's 76 years old. He's a world record holder in sprinting. So we're trying many times to, you know, pay attention to being as active as we can and understanding that we want to try to stay out of trouble. I mean, you can't watch television for 5 minutes without seeing a drug commercial. It's a big challenge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or a diet commercial, you know, one of the two. I see, you know, you guys are so active in so many areas. I see the Sun-Times, you're looking to get some people to help judge the San Diego Press Club Awards.
Well, that was for the Headliner Club.
Okay.
And the SPJ chapter of, you know, Chicago's chapter of SPJ. You know, my husband's a volunteer there. And so, you know, they were looking for judges. And so I tried to help out by posting something on LinkedIn, you know, and they did get judges. So.
Well, it's great, again, to be, you know, again, the tremendous story is the loss of local newspapers. It's a huge story in so many communities and these conglomerates and et cetera. So, again, that's one of the reasons I brought up was wanted to ask you again about the challenge of keeping newspapers alive in this social media internet world. What do you think about that with the local newspapers and what they're going through?
Well, you're asking me about one of my favorite topics. So, I mean, I think that, you know, when I think about our mission overall, it is to inform our community, you know, so to empower Chicago area residents with the information they need to participate in and make the most of our community. And so when I think about that, it doesn't matter so much, right, if people are getting the information on social media or in newspapers. If the main thing is, you know, and we're a nonprofit, like to inform. But what worries me more is that, you know, when you look at young people's news consumption, it's lower.
Yeah, and good also, luck to you. Right. Everybody's walking around. My chiropractic friends are dealing with neck issues because everybody's watching screens, you know, 24 hours a day. And in many instances, again, we see the area of trying to attract as many people as possible. Like you said, keep them informed. I guess this is, again, your role as a visionary leader, content strategist. This is really what you're bringing to the table, again, trying to expand all this information through the Sun-Times. How old is the Sun-Times, Jen?
76 years old.
Wow. I don't want to say it's almost as old as me, but really, that's definitely, you know, definitely getting up there. And again, you continue, you get a lot of, we'll talk a little bit about some of your new features that you've been very excited about.
Yeah, well, we've expanded our Sunday edition with a lot more, you know, information about, of course, we've moved our Sports Saturday to Sports Sunday by popular demand.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
And, and we also have expanded our entertainment, arts and culture section as well, our money section, and then also we've launched our community page as well and expanded opinions on Sunday.
And you got Rick Roper. Rick Roper, one of the world's greatest reviewers of everything TV and the movies.
I can't disagree. you know, separately, we've launched a big experiment to actually try to grow more of our audiences under 24, and that's been going really well. We have had about a million readers under 25 in the last year, and we're working really hard to grow that by, you know, doing our experiments on social media.
What's the best quickly web? I know we'd run out of time with you. What's the best website for people to find out about all things Sun Times?
Well, I mean, that would be the chicago.suntimes.com.
Okay, chicago.suntimes.com. Finding out of all these new programs. We'll definitely, Jen's going to be on the roster. We'll have her back. Talk more about all of these things. Jen, hold on. Jennifer Coe, executive editor, Chicago Sun-Times, thank you so much. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome back Pete Caliendo, renowned baseball, softball coach internationally. He's the founder of Caliendo International Sports Tours and Wine Tasting Tours, and his orthotics say 1996 on them. Hey, Pete, welcome back to the Sports Doctor, my friend.
Dr. Weil, always great to be with you, man. Thank you so much.
Talk a little bit, Pete, about your background, again, in the baseball, softball world. You could mix it into your tours and et cetera. Give us some background, my friend.
Yeah, but as you know, I've been very lucky, about 40 years in the game, and you know, started at Mickey Owen Baseball School as a student, and everything exploded from there. Went on to Team USA as a coach, started my own business, Caliendo Sports International, and taking, you know, sports tours, different sports around the world for cultural experiences, and you know, coached independent ball, wrote several, you know, wrote a book, did several videos to help volunteer coaches. I was real big on helping volunteer coaches. Moms and dads were out there working with young kids, you know, in baseball, making it fun, helping them out because they didn't have a lot of resources at the time. You know, so doing a lot of that and been very lucky. Spoke in 54 countries around the world, so been able to travel the world. I just can't, you know, just keeps going on. Always continue, something new all the time. Right place, right time. Trying to do your best, treat people well, and things are going really good, Dr. Weil. So I really appreciate having me on the show.
Well, you know, again, you know, one of the themes of the Sports Doctors over the decades has always been the incredible importance of youth sports. Matter of fact, soon, the documentary Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports with the famed Chesapeake Films and Joe Franco will be coming out, where we pay such attention to all that stuff. Again, whether it's the idea of kids continuing still hopefully to have fun with the craziness of youth sport, the pressure on coaches, the, you know, the reason I co-wrote the book Hashtag Hey Sports Parents was the epidemic of overused sports injuries that you and I would always talk about. You know, the, you know, the 50th year, Pete, of Tommy John surgery came about, and one of my previous guests, the famous orthopedic surgeon of the Yankees, Dr. Chris Ahmad, was talking about that 20-25% of Tommy John surgeries on teenagers. You know, what are you, nuts? So these kinds of challenges, the educational side, has always been a big deal to you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. You know, because I grew up in a baseball school, 10 years of Mickey Owen Baseball School, I was under some real good coaches, worked with young kids really young, you know, early on in my career.
The famous Mickey Owens Baseball School, oh my gosh, he was one of the innovators of this whole genre of baseball teaching, wasn't he?
Absolutely. And that's where Michael Jordan went, you know, and when, you know, I mentioned Charlie Sheen because he did go there, great kid at the time, got in a little bit of trouble, and looks like he's turned his life around. But that's where it all started, yeah. And, you know, it was, the education was incredible and had a lot, you know, that's where I got my passion for working with coaches also, my, you know, volunteering.
How do you
especially.
Find, Pete, every time you've been on my show a dozen times, give or take a few over the years, how do we stack up In your professional learned opinion, in the United States, for example, in the world of youth sports, with your experiences around the world in these different leagues and formats, how are we doing?
Well, you know, it's interesting. For years, you know, we've kind of depended on, you know, good coaching at the higher levels. We had some at the young early on, and we depended a lot on numbers, right? Because we got 26 million amateur players just in baseball. And so when we're competing internationally, but when you talk about education, we're learning more from other countries and now implementing it now at the grassroots level. You know, we're learning from Canada, Australia, you know, the Netherlands, go on to Norway, a lot of their systems, and you know that, where a lot of the coaches' education is mandatory, where you have to go through proper training, because you just said it. It's got to be fun for these young kids, and if it's not, they're going to drop out of certain sports, and mentally, physically, they can get hurt. We know that's going on. And
well, you know, it's interesting. Sure the famous, the famous world of Little League. I loved it when I played Little League, 10, 11, 12 years old. Massapequa, Long Island. They went to the championships a couple of years ago and won it. And the idea that Little League, over the years, there were so many kids, because of the pressures to win in so many different areas, they woke up 15 years ago, whatever it was, and realized that 30-40% of these kids were not coming back. And they had
That's
to
true.
Really, really self pay attention to what was going on. You know, all of us could close our eyes and hear an overzealous parent or coach on the sidelines. So that's always become a real, real challenge. But I was always wondering whether these kinds of pressures regarding, you know, that side of stuff internationally, you know, how we stacked up.
Well, we stack up well competitively, but a lot of the countries I mentioned at the younger levels, they don't stress the competition as much. You know, sure, kids want to win and they play competitively, but they don't stress that aspect of it. They stress
That's a
the
huge
fun, they
point.
Stress the development.
Huh? That's a huge point, Pete, when you talk again about all the problems that come into the competitive side of stuff. That's a very, very important point. The emphasis on development and all of these positive sides compared to throwing in the competition stuff at an early, I mean, come on, Little League World Series is 2 weeks on TV in the United States.
Yeah, we've got
right?
we've got travel teams, Dr. Wild, at 8, 9, 10, 11 years old playing 60, 70 games. You know, stressing, throw hard, and then you wonder why there's injuries at the higher levels now. It's all we're teaching these kids. You got to throw hard, because if you don't, you're not going to compete. And that's a big stress for a lot of
young
kids.
Now, you can kick a ball in soccer and be 5, 6, 7 years old and have fun playing soccer at that age. You can't throw and catch a baseball at those ages, 5, 6, 7, 8. It becomes almost a fiasco. So it's an interesting challenge sometimes to see. You know, now you mentioned something again I thought very important, Pete, when you talked about you always were emphasizing teaching the volunteer coaches, which was so many, you know, some of my friends at the some of these different coaching academies that really, really pay big attention to the volunteer side, I think is a good part of what we see. There's been a lot more attention to the importance of paying attention to the pressures, hasn't there been?
Absolutely. I mean, volunteers are the foundation of the sport. You know, and think about it. You educate the volunteers really well and working with young kids, running a fun practice, you know, having fun. And what will happen is those kids will play long term. And that's the goal, is to keep the kids in the sport long term, not short term.
You know, my friends at NAES, the National Alliance of Youth Sports, they celebrated their 40th anniversary with me on the show a couple of years ago. Again, you know, dealing with park districts, the military families, and again, all of these different volunteer coaches, because we need educated coaches when we're dealing with preventing injuries. You know, there's so much overkill in youth sports, like we've been talking about. I know you've been paying a lot of recent attention also to the exploding world of youth softball, girls softball.
Yeah, that's really exploding. Well, it's great to see that, too. You know, a lot of young people want to start playing softball at a young age, and, you know, it's leading to them playing, you know, whether it's USA softball in the Olympics or whether it's some of them will go on to play baseball also. You know, so it's great that they're doing that. You know, and softball's a fun, a little bit more fun, Dr. Wild, a little faster, right? There's a lot more action. It's, you know, competitively, it's still there, but it's a lot more fun to play in some ways. It's not as slow.
Now, your tours, your international sports tours, so are you taking players and their families and or coaches and interaction? What are some of the bullet points of your these sports tours?
Absolutely. We're taking kids roughly 15 and under. We take the families. You know, it's a cultural experience, but also a sports experience. And we go on and play games, whether it's softball, volleyball, baseball, games in different countries. A lot of them, you know, we like to go to Italy a lot because it's a great country. And you get a lot of cultural aspects there. But, other, you know, we got great coaches.
Well, Caliendo sounds Italian to me, Pete.
Yeah. But our big emphasis on coaches, obviously. We want to make sure we have great coaches on our staff that go on to educate the parents. And that's where we educate them a lot, is on the trips, too, parents and players together. And that's a key nowadays, is to educate players and parents together, not to separate them or separate the parents from the coaches. You want to let them know what you're doing as a coach, and that's very important.
Now, when the parents and coaches are on some of these tours, you're getting them, pulling them over to the sidelines, maybe mixing a little bit of some wine tasting?
Absolutely. We got a special trip for some parents. Like, we have a trip going in November. It's only tours, wine tasting with the best wine tasters in Italy, and also cooking classes. And we're very lucky. We have 26 people going on the trip in November, and we already have 24. So only got two spots open. That's specific for that. But obviously in the sports, the parents have a great time when we take the sports trips, and they obviously enjoy the wine, the pasta, the food in Italy, and the cultural aspect.
What are the websites people could find out about, whether it's the sports tours or the wine tours? What are the best sites to go to, Pete?
The best one is just one. They're all on there. It's CaliendoSportsInternational.com. Again, CaliendoSportsInternational.com.
You know, it's interesting. The Lou Vickery pitched for the Yankees and Cardinals. His pitching coach was Whitey Ford. And Lou's written dozens of books in the world of self-improvement, et cetera. He had a show down in the Panhandle called Lou in the Morning. Once a month for 3 years, I'd show up in a Sports Doctor's Inn segment that we were talking about, because he was down in, you know, year-round good weather. And, of course, he came up through baseball. He ended up with an arm injury that stopped his career very, very early. He was very concerned, again, about the overuse, like we were talking about, in pitching and in youth baseball, where, again, you'd have, you know, game after game after game after game. And we were trying to educate these coaches and parents of the importance of rest and recovery and good sense. And I want to talk more about all of that when we come back with Pete Caliendo, again, international baseball softball coach, founder of Caliendo International Sports Tours, wine tasting. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doc.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Introducing Hurdle Apparel Socks. Are you ready to step up your sock game? Hurdle Socks go above and beyond by adding unrivaled support and cushioning with their new Matrix support technology. By using an incredibly thin, anti-odor, anti-perspiration, shock-absorbing web or matrix that's incorporated in between the fibers of their socks, Hurdle is introducing the first socks with an internal structure to support your feet. There is an immediate difference as soon as you wear them in terms of cushioning and support. Walk on and walk easy with Hurdle socks. go to hurdleapparel.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago, the Sports Doctor. We are talking with Pete Caliendo, international baseball softball coach and guru, founder of Caliendo International Sports Tours. Got a wine tasting tour coming up in November. And, you know, Pete, before we broke, we talked again about some of these different pressures, some of the overkill, overuse, the expense of some of these traveling and club teams. You know, the earlier, the better. I do believe we're making good strides regarding the awareness of the challenges with this youth sports. And again, baseball, softball is a great example, as well as the education of parents and coaches that you've been involved with your whole career.
Yeah, and one of the things we really have to stress, Dr. Weil, and you know this, we got to get back to the fundamentals. You know, we got to make sure these kids are fundamentally sound when it comes to throwing and pitching. And then worry, you know, about location, and then worry about, you know, gaining velocity, because we're doing the opposite. We're trying to train kids nowadays, and you see it all over the country, and people are making big money on this, you know, trying to train them to throw hard, and don't worry, you know, they don't even worry about the mechanics. That's not good. You know that as far as on the arm.
You know, it's amazing. You know, Chris Ahmad, Dr. Ahmad of the Yankees, and a lot of his different discussions regarding, again, the Tommy John surgery history, 50th anniversary. And he talked about all those years we thought young kids earlier throwing curveballs was the problem. And it's still
right.
A big part of it. But what you just mentioned is the new problem, velocity. Mm-hmm. And again, now you got, you know, there was a Nolan Ryan. There was one or two guys that threw in the high 90s. Now there's six guys on every team throwing 95, 100 miles an hour. And they're 6 foot five, 225, 230 pounds. Or shortstop, the bigger, faster, stronger has become, you know, it's such a tremendous challenge. And baseball is one of the sports we've seen so much of it.
Yeah, and everybody thinks that if you don't jump on the bandwagon with your kids,
yes,
your kids aren't going to be successful. And that's not true. You know, you got to learn how to pitch. If you can pitch, you can gain velocity later on, you know, and you can gain it a little bit at a time. But we know from science that you can gain velocity. You just mentioned Nolan Ryan. Nolan Ryan had great mechanics, great fundamental work he did. And so if the kids concentrated on that, they will instantly get a little bit more velocity.
He
but
still
then when
looked
you got
good.
Control, it's better.
He looked great throwing out one of the first pitches in the All-Star game.
he's always been in shape. Right. Always worked on his body, always worked on his mechanics.
You know, it's funny, with the famous late, great sports trainer, Bob Guida. You know, you knew well in your whole world of training. And when we would see the Bill Buckners and we saw the White Sox and Eric Sadahome and a lot of these different players in so many different sports. And again, he was talking so much about the importance of mechanics. We were talking so much about the role of the foot, the importance of the lower extremities and some of these different, again, areas. You know, I grew up, Willie Mays was in center field with the Giants. Mickey Mantle was in center field with the Yankees. Duke Snyder was there with the Dodgers. These guys were 6 foot, 195 pounds. And again, when we see the tremendous development into the area many times of overtraining, you know, I have a chapter in my book, I call it The Prodigy Sports. Everybody in sports medicine, we want young athletes to grow up and play lots of sports. Use different parts of the body, get different experiences. That's great, unless you're a gymnast or a figure skater or a ballet dancer, where we, you know, I call it the prodigy sports, where there's very early specialization. And one of the things that Lou Vickery talked about on Lou in the Morning down in the Panhandle, which we were seeing very early specialization in baseball.
Wow, he saw it back then. Imagine what it is now. All the travel teams, less in-house teams, and again, more kids getting hurt at a young age. Like you said, the Tommy John injuries that are occurring at the young ages is unbelievable. It's just not good for the game. And you're going to see, you see the result right now in Major League Baseball. Guys that are getting hurt because they're throwing 98, 99, 100, and their bodies can't handle it.
You know, Bob Guida, again, would always talk about when he was talking with these athletes and kids, imagine a tennis player swinging the racket or a baseball player swinging a bat 500 times a week, or the volleyball baller who's spiking a ball 300 times a week. And he would always talk about, you got to strengthen the opposite. You know, when Guida did all of the shoulder rehab with the great Jim McMahon of the Bears, he was so concerned about strengthening, again, his shoulder, his neck, all these areas that would slow the arm down. And, you know, Bob was a revolutionary in so many of those different areas, you know, seeing very, very early all of this overuse, overtraining. And this is when we ran into trouble with the painkillers. Even, the, again, in youth sports, half these kids are living on over-the-counter, you know, Advil and whatever, because they're playing hurt and they're just, the schedules are so demanding. And I would imagine, do you find these kinds of problems internationally, Pete?
You know, you do. In Japan, there's a lot of pitchers that are being overpitched, but the Japanese are in a lot better shape than we are when it comes to young kids, and their bodies can handle a little bit better. So you do see it because, again, whatever's going on here is catching on in Canada. It's catching on in Australia. It's catching on all over the world because, you know, social media, everybody sees everybody's throwing harder. Well, how are they throwing harder? Well, so-and-so's doing this. This guy's got this type of program. You know, and I have a great friend that focuses on fundamentals, and his players and throw the same velocity as everybody else, but he doesn't use any gimmicks, and he doesn't stress throwing hard. So, yeah, you're seeing it because of social media and technology out there.
You know, and it was a challenge over the years. You know, baseball players were like tennis players in a way, come to our facility. They thought that lifting weights, strength training, was counterproductive. And it was an educational challenge. Now there's not a ball player who's not training, you know, overkill like we talked about year-round in so many different areas. And, you know, the areas, again, of not only the sports-specific strengthening and training, Pete, but the importance of rest and recovery and nutrition. Mm-hmm. You've included this stuff for a long, long time, haven't you?
Absolutely, because I've been fortunate to be with some of the top people in the country who study all this and notice that, one, number one is, you know, as you know, is the ability to be able to sleep so you compete and recover better, you know, the nutritional aspect. You know, and you mentioned tennis. Tennis players, you notice tennis players, they hit the ball 100 miles an hour. They, you know, they do, what, 50, 60 practice shots before a game or a match, and then they play a match. They don't get hurt. Well, Tom House did a study on that because they hang on to the racket. They don't let go of it, and it strengthens the backside.
I knew
of their,
the time would
body.
Fly with you, Pete. We're out of. Give me the best website. Find out about you and everything you're doing.
Absolutely, CalendoSportsInternational.com, and you can see it all there.
Great, Pete Caliendo, one of our friends here on the Sports Doctor. And Pete, again, hold on. Everybody, we'll be right back. Everybody, Sports Doctor.
The station that makes you feel good.
Introducing Hurdle Apparel Socks. Are you ready to step up your sock game? Hurdle Socks go above and beyond by adding unrivaled support and cushioning with their new Matrix support technology. By using an incredibly thin, anti-odor, anti-perspiration, shock-absorbing web or matrix that's incorporated in between the fibers of their socks, Hurdle is introducing the first socks with an internal structure to support your feet. There is an immediate difference as soon as you wear them in terms of cushioning and support. Walk on and walk easy with Hurdle socks. Go to hurdleapparel.com.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Love and laugh. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey, I'm Eric A. Sinani. I'm the in-your-face, on-air talk show host of the syndicated show, The Hostile Zone. I'm in your neighborhood now. I'm on 99.9 True Country, KKTC. I'm with The Hostile Zone. We're going to keep it real. Commentary, the news, we're going to have a good time. Don't make me come looking for you. Be here, 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, KKTC, True Country.
Hey, everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctors In segment where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom to the mix, answer a few emails. As always, we have some great guests coming up next week. Podiatric physician and surgeon, Dr. Pat McKennehy. He is the CEO of Northern Illinois Foot and Ankle Specialist. He'll be joining me along with Eric Sinati. Eric is the host of the Hospital Zone various radio shows. He's a former armor, a personal trainer of first responders, EMTs. He's involved in so many different areas. The following week, Jody Deal. Jody is the manager of Rainbow Sports and Figure Skating, a group we've done work with over the decades, and we're really excited that he'll be joining us. Some Dr. Bob wisdom, you know, intelligent rest. Two of my famous words over the years on the Sports Doctor. Whether you're a weekend warrior dealing with some type of overuse injury, whether you're parents of a young hotshot boy or girl in whatever the sport happens to be, whether you're the best athlete in your particular area, sport, or the country, the importance of rest and recovery is crucial. Many times we'll see that a simple overuse problem, because we didn't back off, we didn't make changes necessary, whether it was backing off the running, the participation for a few games, etc., now we've got a real problem with a stress fracture or something else that might take months to overcome, becomes much more of a hassle. So again, an educated athlete, an educated coach, an educated parent is one of the real important challenges when we're talking about all areas of youth sports and or senior sports and or professional sports. So when something hurts, pay attention. If the problem's ongoing, get a diagnosis. Many times, again, as a sports podiatrist, so many postural problems are related to foot mechanics. And we're going to have a question in one of our later emails about that specifically. So back off if you're hurting. Get a diagnosis if you're dealing with an injury and or your son or daughter is dealing with an injury. Be a good listener if you're a sports parent regarding, again, especially if your son or daughter's on a traveling team, on a club team, where we know that the workouts and the activities are intense. So pay attention to including the importance of intelligent rest and recovery, sleep, nutrition, big parts of it. A couple emails. Carl says, you talk a lot about instability training. Yes, Carl, I do. Ha! Bob Guide and I, the late Bob Guide, the famous sports trainer and educator, pay big attention to working balance. All areas of working balance, whether the athlete was standing on a mini trampoline with the hockey stick or tennis racket or glove on, catching balls, throwing balls, working again. But the term was to create instability. Even in a super senior citizen, we might be talking about holding on and standing on one foot at a time. Again, on challenging the balance system. Whether it's a great athlete, we're dealing with, again, pieces of equipment like the Bosu. I really, really like that sand dune stepper, a piece of equipment which simulates standing on the sand and working all those areas of the toes and the feet and ankles. You mentioned you have a 13-year-old daughter who's a figure skater, and again, the instability training is a big part. Balance boards, and again, if she's an individual skater, she's doing a lot of jumping. Many times, the more running and jumping is counterproductive. Working balance. So instability training, we want to mix it in to whatever we're doing, whatever age we are, whatever the sport is. And again, sometimes, again, we see how important it is when we're dealing with preventing problems or enhancing performance. Creating instability, challenging the whole balance system. One of my numerous guests, Sheila Thielen, and her whole vestibular training system, which again, so much with balance and stability. Mary says, my 11-year-old son plays soccer a few times a week. He's on a traveling team. He's been plagued for two seasons now with what they're calling shin splint. You know, Mary, shin splint is not a medical diagnosis. It could be a stress fracture. It could be tendonitis. It could be muscle strain or imbalance. The point I want to make to you is in my sports podiatry practice, 80 to 90% of persistent shin problems are foot-related. Very commonly, with that excessive pronated flat-type foot where the foot collapses excessively, whatever the activity is, and soccer's got more running than almost anything else, and as a rule, soccer shoes don't have the greatest support to begin with. See podiatry. Make sure that your son's not falling into that category. I've been putting orthotics in youth sports shoes, soccer included, for shin splints for decades, with great success. Excessive pronation of the foot, flattening of the arch, is famous for straining that tendon and muscle, which slows this activity down, a la that inner side of the lower leg, that shin area. So again, you want to make sure, because many times this young athlete, if their feet don't hurt, they're not seeing the specialist with that in mind. So strengthening these areas, paying big attention to his shoes, and looking at orthotic big time, right away throw some super feet in those shoes. Run with it. My monthly segment, The Sports Doctor's In. By the way, what's your racket? The whole world of tennis with my friend Lou Vickery. I'll be guesting on that. I'll let you know. It's a YouTube situation. Thanks to our friends at BBS Radio. Everybody, we'll see you next week in Sports Doctors.